You're listening to The Takeout.
Happy Tuesday. This is your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett. I have a title. It's Chief White House Correspondent of CBS News, but
I love that title.
Come on. You know that I dig this podcast so very much. The overlords at CBS probably, you know, think I should dig other things as much, if not more. I dig everything I do in my professional life, but you know how much I really dig this show. Steve Shigaris, the world's greatest podcast sidekick.
That's my official title at CBS yes. News. You know that.
We've amended his business card. It no longer says political director only at CBS News, which he is. It also says world's greatest podcast sidekick. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Major.
So we're going to talk initially about our mail.
Our mailbag.
Yes. But before we do that, hello, Ro Khanna, member of Congress, 17th District of California, has been our guest, was our guest for episode 25, and is still, of course, our guest, because this is how it works, for the Takeout Outtake Especial. Congressman, great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Allow us to indulge ourselves for just a minute, because our mail is important to us. We dig it a lot.
We love our listeners. We love our viewers.
Exactly.
We were talking about this during one of the breaks, how special it is, not only for us as podcast hosts, but for the congressman, when we receive actual letters, actual mail, it's something that's much more rare these days.
There's something happening that's a bit retro in America. There's a kind of a vinyl reemergence. I buy a lot of vinyl. I get a lot of. So I went through this whole cycle. I had records, then I bought CDs, and then I downloaded all this stuff. Now I'm going back to repressed, amazing vinyl, and I've got a very nice turntable, and I find myself really enjoying vinyl.
Major, you're showing your age.
I know.
Anyway,
in the way that we're enjoying letters mailed via snail mail.
188 to date.
That's a big number.
43 states, the District of Columbia, 6 countries other than the United States represented in our mailbag. West Virginia was a state, by the way, that was not represented in the mailbag until recently. Steve Sigman
but is
says,
now.
I hope I won't be the only request from West Virginia, but I'm proud to be the first. Thank you, Steve.
And that's on hospice care letterhead, is it not?
Yes. I don't. Maybe Steve can follow up on what that all means. But I do want to call out the state of Mississippi. We have not heard from Mississippi yet. Please send us some mail.
Oxford, Mississippi, one of the great cities in America.
Lovely
this time of
year.
For a presidential debate, Oxford, Mississippi. There's got to be somebody at the University of Mississippi that can represent. I know that.
Well, there's somebody.
And Jackson, a beautiful capital. Come on. Jackson, Oxford, I've given you two.
Someone who reads Faulkner.
It's a large state, quite populous. We should get a letter from
and
them.
And Tupelo, come on.
Arizona represented. Phoenix, Arizona. Kathy Cody writes, Takeout is now one of my favorite podcasts. I am a letter carrier, speaking of
snail
mail, in Sun City.
Synergy.
Sun City, Arizona. She listens while she's putting her route together in the office or delivering condos in a mailroom.
Okay.
Kathy.
We're going to have a Sun City
God
interlude
love you, Kathy.
Here for just a second. We're going to
have
a Sun
have
City
all day,
interlude. As a child, my grandparents lived in Youngtown. Right next to
Not
Sun
Youngstown.
City. Youngtown was built before Sun City, before Del Webb came to the Phoenix area and built retirement communities, the first one called Sun City. There was a preliminary retirement community, ironically named. They were very cheeky back in those
Rain
days.
Rain City?
Youngtown.
Oh.
Youngtown, okay? And I spent every Easter and Thanksgiving in Youngtown with my beloved grandparents. Know Sun City very well. And for those of you who remember softball in Sun City way back in the 70s, I even went to a game for the Sun City Saints. And there are maybe 5 people in all of Sun City who remember the
Kathy
Sun City
knows.
State. Maybe Kathy
Maybe
knows.
Kathy can
look it up.
Okay. We've had 6 countries represented in the mailbag. Thailand is the first to be represented twice. Edwin McKeithen from Chiang Rai, Thailand, writes, Dear Major Steve and Associates, overcome by grief
and
that
associates.
He
That's
cannot qualify
company.
For a coveted
Major
sticker,
Steve
he plunges
associates.
Ahead with this forlorn note. I cannot buy a U.S. stamp here in Thailand, he says. So I cannot meet the requirement for a self-addressed stamped envelope. I nevertheless enclose a puny check for postage, photocopy of said check, $2, made out to Major Garrett. According to the Buddha,
right into my
the cause of
account.
Suffering is desire,
it's
thus
not
I
Bitcoin,
have no
it's
desire.
It's a real check.
Right. The cause of suffering is desire, according to Buddha. Thus, he has no desire for a Takeout podcast. None. Zero. Which, of
wow.
course...
But
here's
a check
the, here's
and
the thing, Edwin. A couple things, Edwin.
One.
First of all, for our international listeners and viewers,
yes.
apparently you can go to USPS.com and actually buy postage, international postage, via the United States Postal Service, print it out, put it on your self-addressed stamp envelope.
It can be done.
But because...
But I will accept all
checks.
We're
so grateful for Edwin's note. And one of the reasons why I'm grateful is because I looked up where Chiang Rai, Thailand is.
Tell us.
First of all, population about 78,000 people. It's 530 miles north of Bangkok. It's near the border of Myanmar and Laos. But here's the problem that he's suffering right now. It is rainy season.
Rainy season.
In Thailand. It averages 12 and a quarter inches of rain in the month of July and 23 days of rain on average in the month of July. So poor Edwin is sitting at home in the rain.
Yes.
We'll get him a sticker. We will cash your $2 check. We will send you a sticker. But everybody else internationally, please, USPS.com. I'm not trying to make a sale for them, but you can buy your postage online. Real quick, last one.
Last one.
To the world's greatest podcast duo as dependable as Mr. Padre in the clutch. Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn, Mr. Padre.
John Bukud from San Diego writes, he says, P.S. More Demora Smith.
More Demora Smith.
On the podcast. We had
Episode
him as our
two.
Second.
Yes.
Major, John sent you four.
Four?
Tony Gwynn baseball cards. So,
beautiful.
These are for you.
Look at that.
Please enjoy.
Mr. Padre.
Yes.
For Tony Gwynn. One of the greatest weekends of my life was when I was in Cooperstown, New York, at the Baseball Hall of Fame to see the induction ceremony of Tony Gwynn and Cal Ripken. 83,000 baseball fans showed up for that weekend. My mother was there. I flew her in. My brother was there. My children. It was a great weekend to see Mr. Padre and Mr. Oriole, for that matter, inducted at the same time in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
And
so
now we have 30 seconds. Now we have 30 seconds left to talk about the congressman. Congressman.
How can I top Tony Gwynn?
Right. What do you got? What do you got? Where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. I was born in Philadelphia.
Bucks County.
Bucks County. You know it?
I do. It's one of those counties we didn't think would go for the president, but it did.
And how'd you get to California?
Went out there after law school, technology. I mean, I was drawn to going out there to do technology law.
Did your undergraduate at the University of Chicago, law school at Yale?
Yes.
And... when you were in Chicago, I believe you walked precincts with somebody that some in our audience might remember.
For President Obama. He was a professor then. He was running for the state Senate. So I tell young folks, I said, it's really easy how you get into politics. Just figure out when you go to college who's going to be president 10 years later.
Go knock on doors for them.
Easy.
Did you have any sense then about what he might be?
I honestly didn't think he would be president. Partly back then, the idea of an African-American becoming president was... fairly inconceivable.
Remind us what year that was.
It was 1996, but even then, the idea would have seen. I thought maybe sometime in my lifetime we would see it. But I thought I thought back then he would become mayor of Chicago, and people around him, that was his idol back then, was Harold Washington. People would say, you know, he's charismatic. He may become mayor of Chicago. He may become a senator. But I wouldn't have guessed he'd become president.
So you ran for Congress after the Iraq War against Tom Lantos, didn't win. That was kind of a quixotic mission on your part, and did not apparently engender the hostility of Tom Lantos or other California Democrats. Then you ran for Congress, lost narrowly to Mike Conda, then beat him. Did you ever think about being a county commissioner or a mayor or something at the local level? What was it about being a member of Congress that you gravitated toward?
Well, I had served in the Obama administration and was thinking about a lot of the economic challenges that the country faces. And I thought those were federal issues about what are our policies going to be to deal with driverless cars, the transition to a digital economy. What are we going to do to help people being left behind in communities where Silicon Valley was doing well? And I wanted to really have this idea that Silicon Valley needs to be creating jobs in other parts of the country and invest in other parts of the country. Those are federal issues, and so I thought the place to do that is Congress.
As you know, because I know you listen to the podcast, we like to talk to our guests about things that they enjoy or have enjoyed in their life that are in the pop culture spectrum. So if you could, let us know what music you like to listen to, maybe one of the most influential books in your life, and if you were to pick one of your top, because sometimes I ask your favorite movie and people clutch up, so I don't want to say the absolute favorite, but a movie that you've long enjoyed and would watch again without any hesitation.
So with the movie Rocky, I mean, I grew up
Rocky. There you go,
Philadelphia.
You know, I watched all six of them, and then Creed, the seventh one. But Rocky II is awesome, where he beats Apollo Creed, and then Rocky IV, of course, is the big battle with Drago, the Soviet boxer.
You skipped Rocky III, well, Mr. T. Come on.
But you know, anyway. You go up the Philadelphia Art Museum steps, and
there you go.
And
been there many times.
So that was a big part growing up, watching all the Rocky episodes, and it's the classic American story of the underdog who. Who wins. In terms of a book that has an influence, there are two. One is The Great Gatsby and the other is Namesake. And I put both of them because Great Gatsby was fundamentally about this American dream and what it means. And Namesake by an Indian-American author, Jhumpa Lahiri, was sort of the take of that American dream on Indian-American communities. And so the two of them really speak to me about what the American experience is. And music, I'm really excited. Actually, this Saturday I'm going to Cleveland, and we're seeing U2. They're performing, and
U2.
A lot of U2 fans on this podcast.
Really? Is that
so? We have themes. U2 and Bruce Springsteen are the most frequent musical influences that our guests, right and left, identify.
That's
Tim Phillips from Americans for Prosperity, conservative, huge U2 fan, goes to many, many concerts. Referenced it on this very show. So right and left, U2 and Bruce Springsteen, transcendent musical artists. That's what you learn at the Takeout Podcast. This has been your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett. Say goodbye, Steve.
Goodbye, Steve.
And for CBS Enters, you have been with us the entirety. For those of you enjoying us on the podcast, thanks for hooking up with us on Tuesday, and we'll see you next time.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Farhi, Nick Feynman, Katiana Krachenko, and CBS Radio News. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and visit takeoutpodcast.com for more information.
Failing pile of garbage.